Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim after this.
When you look at your pasture, you most likely see your cattle, some grass, maybe a fence and a pond. Am I right? Well, at SFP, all we see is soil. That's because we focus on the other side of your pasture. You know, the side where most of your fertilizer investment can go to waste. Well, whether it's inefficient phosphorus or unusable nitrogen, we know that what happens beneath your pasture is just as important as what happens on top. That's why we made two solutions, Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer and Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Alone or stacked together, Avail and Nutrisphere N maximize your fertilizer investment, which can give your forage higher nutritional value and boost your tonnage as much as 10 to 15%. We'll handle this side of your pasture so you can focus on the rest. For more information, visit sfp.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
Well, you're talking about cattle that are coming out of the feedlots to the packing plant, yearling prices, stocker or calf prices. All these prices are at or near record highs. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says these higher prices right now are indeed all about the fundamentals.
Certainly we've had, you know, a changing mood on domestic demand. Foreign demand's been very strong. We have very tight supplies. I think we put that all together, but we're still surprised at how strong prices got, how quickly. And I think that's part of our trying to sort out this marketplace is really the rate at which prices have increased and really what those signals are sending to producers.
Now, you know, when we look at where current prices are, especially on the slaughter cattle, we're right at those historic highs at this point. It's at least, you know, all the way back to, what, 2003. You know, how far can we go before we really see consumers pushing back with on demand?
Well, I think that's one of the real key questions here. And we have to remember, too, that we got, you know, feedlot margins, packer margins, and retailer margins here that are all going to play into that. We know there's already a little bit of pushback in some cases at the meat case, but it's kind of the unanswered question. And then how competitive are the other meats and poultry going to be? And that's really one of the keys. Right now, we've got some very inexpensive priced poultry in the marketplace, but we won't have that as we get later in the year. So I think all these things come together, and really the key then becomes how strong will the U.S. economy be and how will consumers feel in the second half of 2011 and will we be able to support the prices that are ahead? I think that's really the key, and it's really more of a function of improving domestic economic growth. I don't think we're going to get enough foreign growth. We've already seen a lot of that. So it's really a key year in terms of the macro economy and how it quickly spills back into the beef complex. I think that's the key here for 2011.
But talk to me a little bit about the competing meats, poultry and pork. It seems like have they been able to fully, or have they actually priced in these higher prices of corn yet, or are they just getting to that?
They're really just getting to that. The pork people have done a better job, and they've seen some unprecedented run up in slaughter barrel and gilt prices. So they've been buffered here in the last month. The chicken industry has really been the one that hasn't adapted, is just starting to pull back their egg sets. We had Sanderson report this afternoon, you know, huge losses in the poultry complex. So they're really now starting to see the impacts of this higher corn, but really haven't adjusted much in the poultry complex. And we really have seen consumers still sticking with the red meat side as opposed to switching back into the poultry side, which has been more inexpensively priced at retail. So that's really showed up in these reports from the industry on the poultry side. They're really wondering, consumer demand for the red meats has been better overall than it's been for those white meats, something that we haven't seen in a long time.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to invite you to Express Ranch's annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. On Friday, March 4th, we'll sell 550 Angus bulls featuring the Express Ranch's National Western Carload and Pin Bulls. Saturday, March 5th, 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls will sell, as well as 240 Angus females. For more information, call 1-800-664-3977 or check www.expressranches.com. The Express Ranch's Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.